Join with me in prayer as we pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the anointing that comes from on high. God, come and visit us with the anointing of thy spirit, God, and we ask you quicken in this place today and let your Shekinah glory shine into our hearts and our lives. Give us victory. And Lord, move and anoint by thy word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus said, days without number, my people have forgotten me. Amen. We need to have an experience with God to where we have an ongoing relationship, that our day starts out with God. We praise him in the noonday. We praise him at supper time and the setting of the sun. We praise him. Before we lay our head upon our pillar, we're in constant thought and commitment with the Lord. I hear a lot of people say, Brother Goad, the Lord don't speak to me. I never hear anything from him. Well, my point is, do you really know him? Because the Bible says his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I would hate to think I was loose in this world today and had no contact with God, our Creator and our Redeemer. I'd hate to think that I was blundering along, bumping in the pitfalls and bumping into whatever, and just by hope or chance I was making it along. I'm glad that I know the Lord, and I'm glad that I'm in communion with him, and I hear his voice daily. I hear his voice on things, amen, little things a lot of time. I pointed out to someone yesterday how the Lord just spoke to me over a little thing. And sure enough, the next day it revolved just exactly like the Lord had kind of showed me. And I'm glad that he forewarns us. I'm glad that he continuously speaks to us and directs us, amen. He will direct our paths, amen. He will give us the insight. We'll have feelings in our spirit to know if something's not right or something. You know, me and my daughter Suzanne, we had to change over some things in the ministry where we take debit cards and credit card. And we had discussed it several times, and we both agreed that this company was just not doing us right. You know, but we'd been very busy, and we hadn't had time to really do anything about it. Well, it come up to the point, and we had time to do something about it. Well, when we done something about it, we realized they was gouging us double of what other companies would sell us the same service. And all talking a good talk and how they was so good to us, but they was giving us a little break on one thing just to throw us to the wolves on the other thing, you know. But we had that gut feeling with inside that then this is not the right way. We need to make a change. Well, it you know, had to come around to have the time. But the different things in your life, God will direct you. God will show you. God will give you an understanding. Sometimes you meet people and the Lord will say, you know, he puts on a caution light with that person, you know, because they're just not trustworthy. They're not truthful. And you automatically know that something's just not right here. Amen. Well, in all the aspect of our life, God will lead us and he will direct us. The steps of a righteous man, they are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And he will do that for us. Amen. Now the Bible says, as Jesus declared, he said those words, amen, days without number, my people have forgotten me. He also, you know, he also declared, and he said, in Luke, the 18th chapter, in verse 8, down in the middle part of that verse, he said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth. Now, God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. It's what we do with it. It's what we choose to do with it. Amen. But here he said, would he find any faith? Now, there are two understandings that you might look into there. First of all, faith is a belief in God. Will he find anybody that still believes in him? You know, that's one understanding. Also, we might look at an understanding is, would God find anybody that plies and uses the faith that God has given them. You've heard many persons say, don't take a lot of faith, just use what you got. Amen. Faith is like that. It's like a grain of mustard seed. Amen. And, you know, if you had the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you know, you could, and the Bible lists and tells all the miraculous things that you could do if you only had that much faith. Amen. Faith, and I've said this a many times, faith is like a muscle. If you tie either one of your arms up, or both of them, or whatever, tie them up in a sling, and you go a few weeks and don't use that arm, you get it out and it'll just fall out of the sling. It don't have no control, no muscle, you know. And, you know, my son had a situation back in July, and he's had to go through therapy because his leg, where blood didn't flow to it for a while, he lost the ability to use it. And he's had to build it back up. Well, it's the same thing with our faith in God. If we don't ever use faith, then we don't know what faith can do. Amen. And most people, they're not willing to get out of the boat, you know. You know, that's the reason a lot of folks can't walk on the water. They won't get out of the boat. But when Jesus, amen, Peter said unto him, and he said, if you'll bid me to come, I'll come. And he spoke to him to come, and Peter was able to walk upon the water. And, of course, you can give a lot of understanding that. I believe that he took thoughts of reason, you know. Somebody said, well, he had a lack of faith. He did this, he did that, he did the other. I believe he took thought, you know. I believe he began to walk on the water. He began to say, somebody, I've heard it preached, he took his eyes off Jesus. I've heard 49 dozen sermons off of that verse. But I simply believe that Peter, when he got out there walking on the water, he took thought. And that's my theory. You can call that goat's doctrine if you want to, but that's my theory. I believe he realized and he looked down and he said, that's water unto me. Man can't do this, you know. And he began to sink. You can call that taking your eyes off the Lord. You can call that losing faith. But I believe he took thought. Amen. And I believe that leaves us with an understanding. This mind is the battleground of the soul. Amen. You've heard me say it. Anybody ever been around and heard me preach much, you've heard me talk about the little engine. You know, Matthew, he loves trains, and he's just a big fella on the trains. He'll tell you, you look at one, he'll say, that's a diesel, Papa. And he'll look at another, and he'll say, that's a locomotive, and that's a steam engine. He knows all the different ones of them, knows how to call them by name. I got him a little movie here sometime back. It's about I Want to Be a Conductor, and he watched that thousands of times of being a conductor, and maybe he'll get to be a conductor, but he loves trains. Well, the story goes, you know, I believe it was in the second grade reader about the little train, you know, and he got to the hill, and he had his load, and he said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And he was able to pull his load across the hill. Remember, it was in the second grade reader in the school that I was in, but anyway, I've thought about that all the way down through my Christian experience. The power to be able to think is very powerful. Now then, that thought, I heard my wife say it yesterday. We was talking about needing finances for some things, you know, and we got some things due for the radio station, and we've got, you know, we need a lot of money to finish out the year in the black. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we was talking about, she said, you can speak these things, amen, and how true it is, amen. We can decree a thing. Let our delight be in the Almighty and decree a thing and see it established unto you, amen. The key to that is let your delight be in the Almighty. You can't be delighted in everything else. You can't be wrapped up in everything else. You can't be running to and fro and giving of all your time and your life to everything else. Commit your life unto the Lord and commit yourself unto the cause. That little shepherd boy said to his brothers when they made fun of him and mocked him and said, you're here just to notice. They was just kind of, they was really upset because David seen they were cowards, you know. And David simply said to his brothers, is there not a cause? Amen. And I dedicate my life to the cause. If it ain't for the cause, I'm not interested in it. Somebody said, let's go fishing. Amen. Well, I like fish. Brother Ray DeHart, if he's listening this morning, he catches me a lot of good fish. He may be already in church somewhere. But anyway, Brother Ray will catch us some fish. And we've already got some in the freezer left where he caught this fall. You know, and he catches them, brings us fish. And I sure appreciate it. I'm sorry, I just don't have time to fish. Amen. Somebody play golf. I don't have time to play golf. You know, it don't help the cause, you know. I spend my days and spend my time involved in the things that further the cause of wherein God has appointed me to do. Amen. And, you know, I'm glad, amen, that he's given me good health, good mind, and I'm able, amen, with a strong back, amen, and a determination, I'm able to follow after the cause wherein God has appointed me to. Amen. Now, there's a lot of things that I would like to see happen and take place, and that's where faith comes in. Amen. I've always said don't have a board meeting and have a financial report to see if whether you can do something or not. I have a lot of times I've spoke to churches and I say, listen, this is something we need to do. Or we'll have to have a board meeting and see if we've got the finances. Finances don't have a thing to do with it when God speaks, when God moves. Faith is exercising the privilege of claiming the things that we desire and need in the Lord and claiming them. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is literally walking in God's will, in God's spirit, and knowing that, amen, he's going to. Well, y'all sing several songs that had that thought in it today. He knows how to take care of me. Amen. Bottom line, God knows how to take care of me. He's had his children in the fiery furnace. He's had them at the Red Sea. Amen. And the Egyptian army was on them. Amen. He's had them at the walls of Jericho. Amen. He brought the priests to the Jordan River. And when the shoe soles of their feet touched the water, the waters went hither and thither and they walked on dry land. Amen. He's had his children in the lion's den. He's had them in the fiery furnace. He's had them at the claws of the bear and the lion. He's had his children in every situation and every dilemma that ever be imagined a man. And God knows how to take care of me. Amen. I got faith that God is going to see me through. Amen. Glory to God. I got faith that God is going to save my loved ones. Amen. I got faith that God is going to give us souls. I've got faith that this message that I preach will go to every wayside and every highway. It'll go to the uttermost parts of the world and tell men and women his name is Jesus. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the stone that the builder rejected. Amen. Now he's been exalted and made and crowned and given a name above all other names. And his name is Jesus. They don't want you to say his name in schools. Our country is so stupid. I thought the people that worshiped a cow was stupid till I got to understand a little more about Americans. And I found out the definition. We write the book on the definition of stupid. Amen. I mean, we write the book on it. We will not allow in our government to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, but we'll shut everything down five times a day and let the Muslims bow their face on the ground to a dead, bad leader that'll never raise again. Amen. And we have a Messiah that has arose from the dead and triumphantly and victoriously sits on the right hand side of the Father, evermore making intercessions for you and me. Faith. Faith is knowing. Faith is believing. Faith is accepting. Faith is walking on the water. Faith is, amen, knowing that God cannot fail. Amen. Glory to God. Faith has been given to us. We can do what we want to with it. Amen. Now then, we understand the lateness of the hour. We understand that there will be many that will fall away, but you don't have to be one of them. Amen. I mean, we've watched it happen. Took prayer out of schools, aborted babies, took prayer out of a government, hatched up a lie and let a group that don't even have nothing to do with God or anything come forth and bring a falsehood to this land and say that the Constitution said there was a separation of church and state. It ain't in there. This ungodly mess, NAACP or whatever that group is, amen. They hatched up that, and they're still there at every place that anybody calls the name of Jesus, and hellbound they are, and destruction will be in their path. Amen. We need some red-blooded Americans that still got some faith in God that'll go to the altar and pray through to the shine of glory and the power of God and the anointing God submerges them, the top of the head, the bottom of their feet, and they get up and go to their jobs and they pray. They get up and they go to our schools and throw them ungodly textbooks out and bring the Bible back and lay it and say, we're going to talk about some history. Best history lesson ever was in this book. Amen. I listened to some of the debate of the candidates running for office, and I think, my land, we got a mess. Amen. I agree with what one of them said the other day. He said the system, the church, should have never turned, so the social service system should have never turned, the welfare system should have never been took out of the doors of the church and give to the state. I agree 100%. Amen. But the Church of America is too important to them to build their big cathedrals and to have their money and bank their millions in the bank and sit back with their fat bellies, amen, and deny the faith and deny God, amen. Amen. All education should have been the responsibility of the church. One guy said, I said this to a guy the other day, and he liked to croak. I said, you know, one preacher preached that denominationalism was of the devil. And he said, oh, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I said, I would. Amen. Name one church. Amen. We've got about 7 or 8 of them run across here and there and everywhere, and they claim they are it. I'm sorry, they ain't in it. The church that Jesus purchased, he purchased with his own shed blood, amen. And that church, amen, the old ship of Zion, it's still on course. The hull may be battered, I'm going to tell you something, but the old ship of Zion is still on its course. And the true church is still praying for the sick. They're still laying hands on the sick. They're still casting out devils. The true church are still shouting and dancing under the power of God as it falls. The true church is still, amen, walking forth in benevolence and helping the needy and reaching out to the community. The true church, amen, is united as an army. Amen. And I'm glad I'm born into the church that Jesus purchased with his own blood. You can't join it. You can't take a membership class and get in it. You've got to come through the altar, amen, by this blood of Jesus Christ, amen. But we today, amen, we need to wake up and go back to some of the old landmarks. We're saying, you know, we're saying we need to elect a president that'll go and do all this. Well, they're going to have to bring him on the scene because I've not seen him yet, amen. I've listened to the talk, I've listened to the junk and the mess, and I've listened to all of it. I ain't seen them yet, because they'll deny the faith in a heartbeat. They'll pin them down and ask them a question, they'll deny the faith in a heartbeat. Amen. I'm talking about trusting God. I'm talking about, amen, crying aloud and spare not. I'm talking about lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm talking about walking in faith. Watch ye therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth cometh. But know this, that if the goodman of the house, and know to what watch the thief would come, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Verse 44 of Matthew 24 says, therefore, be ye also ready. That's a key point. If I tell you we're going to Roanoke in the morning, be ready sometime after 7, it don't make matter if I'm 7:30, 8 o'clock getting there. If you're ready, you're ready. Amen. He said, be there ready. Be therefore ready. Amen. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom when his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Amen. That wise and faithful servant. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, in verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he does cometh, shall find so doing. Amen. That servant, that wise servant, that's, you know, Jesus said, occupy till come. Amen. That wise servant is busy about the work of the Lord. I know we're not going to save all the county or the town or the state or the world, but we got to be busy about the carrying of the gospel, because somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to be saved. I preach today, amen. Some people are going to plug a death air, but somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to be saved. Amen. I had a man to come up across the highway back here, come running across the highway, seen me, run up and shook my hand and said, I'm so glad to meet you. He said, you led me to the Lord. I'm talking about 20, 25 years ago. He heard one of my messages. I don't even know where or what. But he said, you're the man that led me to the Lord, and I want to come shake your hand. I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to hear this gospel. I mean, you know, Bible said, what if some disbelieve? The word said it wouldn't make it any less effect to those it does. If you don't believe healing's real, that's tough, but it works for me. Amen. If you don't believe there's power in the name of Jesus, that's your problem. Amen. It works for me. Amen. You may run around, amen, you may run around and say, well, those people talking tongues of the devil. Well, I'm sorry. That's your problem. But I do. And he does. Amen. Amen. You know, I've seen two dead men raised. And both of them, the Holy Ghost come on me and I went to talking in tongues. Amen. I'm not going to knock it, my friend. Amen. Me and my oldest daughter, a man had wired up a receptacle, and in the meantime, he had died, and nobody had checked it out, and the lady said, you can plug up there to hook up your tent to, and I plugged up, and Sarah was standing up on a wood platform, and it was fine, though it got dark, and we need the light a little closer, and she stepped off in the wet grass. He had swatched the ground. He had the wires wired wrong. So that meant the pipe she was holding had the current on it, and the ground was on the other wire. The light would burn that way, because it'll burn either way. It'll burn negative or ground. It don't make a difference. As long as you got two wires, 110 will burn. But when she stepped off and made ground, it began to electrocute her, and before I thought, I reached out and grabbed her, and it began to electrocute me, and the Holy Ghost fell on me. I went to talking in tongues, and the power of God, I spin around and yanked that cord about 100 some feet down over the place where it's plugged up, and I spun around like a top and yanked that cord out. If it hadn't, it'd kill both of us. 110 will kill you quicker than high voltage. High voltage will knock you. 110 just suck you in and kill you. You know, if you're on the ground, it plays something that's wet, you know. And I've watched God. I've watched the power of God. I've watched the anointing of God. And it's your problem if you don't accept it. You can say, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. That's your problem. Matter of fact, that's your ignorance. You say, Brother Goat, you call me ignorant. Well, it's about time somebody busts down your wall and kicks your door down and comes in and say, hey, man, it's time you get right with God. Hey, time's running out. This thing's winding up. It's about over with. Jesus said, I'm going to find any faith. Amen. It's about time somebody knocks your door down and says, hey, it's time you pray. It's time you seek God. It's time you call out to God. It's time you start believing. I mean, buddy, you people will fire right up and tell y'all what they don't believe. You know, first thing you mentioned about the Lord, well, I don't believe in that crazy stuff of talking in tongues. That's first thing. Because they've been indoctrinated by some saphead, deadhead preacher. And I know the preacher said, you call me a deadhead and a saphead. I sure did. It takes a saphead and a deadhead. And that's pretty plain to get up and tell somebody the Holy Ghost ain't real. It takes somebody, I mean, their ignorance is done went to seed when the Bible is full of it from Genesis to Revelation. When God, amen, poured it out on Pentecost, and then the other crowd comes along and said, well, it was a good thing it happened on Pentecost, but it won't ever happen again. I said, explain to me what that's keep happening to my life. What's that moving in my soul and my spirit? What's that gets in my feet and makes my feet dance? Gets in my hands and makes my hands praise the Lord? Gets in my tongue and makes it talk a language that I do not know? Gives me knowledge and wisdom that I do not have. Gives me a holy unction with the Father through the Spirit that I know all things in God. I look at people, know what they're thinking. I look at, amen, vessels and know what their problems are. I look at people with tumors and cancers and know, amen, and speak. And speak by the authority of God. Speak in the name of Jesus. And by speaking by that power and God by his anointing. Breaks the yoke and sets the captive free. God is real. Amen. Bible said, blesses that servant. Found doing so when he comes. Amen. I like something man of God said several years ago, and this didn't agree with everything he ever said, but at one time the man had a diminished anointing. He said, I have no time on my schedule. Anybody that's proven out to me to be contrary to the God and the purpose wherein God's appointed and called me. And I found that to be a fact. I found there's a lot of people, you got to let them go on up the road talking to themselves, because they ain't no use wasting time with them, because they're not going to hear it. They're not going to receive it. They're not going to accept it. But thank God that somebody this morning is going to hear the gospel. Some backslider, the Spirit is going to be quickened within them and leap forward. And they're going to be quickened by the Spirit of God. And they're going to be made alive. Some sinner are going to accept Jesus. Confess. Believe in their heart and confess with the mouth. And accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Some afflicted man or woman is going to be healed with authority. By the 39 stripes bore upon his back. Miracles are going to be wrought in the name of Jesus. People are going to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I've got messages I preached in the anointing 25 and 30 years ago. I had a man walled up in the parking lot here a couple years ago and mentioned a message. He says, is it possible to get a copy of that thing? And that man told me that he's listened to that thing, and he said every time he listened to it, he takes a shouting spell. And that particular message was probably preached over 30 years ago. I'm going to tell you something. This gospel's effective. It's going to work. It's going to give somebody the power to overcome the devil with. Draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. In Jesus' name. God, save the uttermost, reclaim the backslider, heal, deliver, and set free is our prayer. In Jesus' name. God love you and God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Amen and amen. God love you.